This is AgriPods, the podcast about agricultural journalism in Europe. Thousands of journalists in different countries inform their readers, listeners and viewers about the dynamic agricultural sector. In this edition of our podcast is Netherlands' turn. How do agricultural journalists work in this country? And what are the most important topics in the Dutch agriculture? AgriPods is a production of Dutch Roots, the international part of the Dutch Association of Agricultural Journalism. My name is Esther de Snow, editor-in-chief of the magazine Nieuwe Oogst, what means new crop. My conversation partner is Sjoerd Hofstee, 43 years young. He has 16 years experience as an agricultural journalist and publisher. So, Sjoerd, can you describe the agricultural press landscape in the Netherlands?
Yeah, so that's quite diverse. I think over the last 10, 20 years, what we have seen is that we get step by step more freelancers and smaller companies, so 2 to 5 persons working there. But still, we have also quite a few, bigger media houses, and then that is mostly in between 20 and 50 people who work there, mainly then cover all agricultural topics and sectors, so to say.
Are there more general titles covering the whole agricultural business, or are they more specialized? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both, I would say. You have the magazine and online where you work for, Nieuwe Oogst, and we have, for instance, Boerderij, and there are a few other examples who cover almost all sectors, mm-hmm. but also quite a few specialized. And we haven't lost that many over the years, but gained quite a few. What differs nowadays from, let's say, 10, 15 years ago, and I think that is in most countries, we will see that it's much more online, but it's all besides print. When I came into the agricultural journalistic business, so around 15, 16 years ago, I remember one of the first days I came to work, there was said maybe in 10 years we don't have anything published on print and on paper anymore. Mm-hmm. But as you know, and most people know, we have it now still, and we have it beside each other.
Okay.
So that's what you see. Yeah.
Okay. So there is in the whole agricultural press landscape, the journalists are working online also for print.
Yeah, that's what you see quite a bit. Mm-hmm. That you have, they publish in print and online, and nowadays, especially last 5 years, much more video, podcasts coming up, webinars, but also, for instance, events. Mm-hmm. You see it more and more, mm-hmm. In a direct combination with media houses, smaller and bigger ones. All that's really different from some years ago.
Okay, Sjoerd, before we go further, let's talk about you. I think it's good that our listeners know you a little bit better than just my introduction, because you are working already for 16 years as a agricultural journalist and also as a publisher. What is your role in the agricultural press landscape in the Netherlands?
Yes, so it's right what you said. I'm now over 15 years active as an agricultural journalist, and since 10 years working for my own with a companion. Our company is called Langs de Melkweg, so Belong the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. And we are one of the examples who are more specialized. So we have some publications which are particularly aimed, for instance, on the dairy sector and other on the crop and arable field. So that's what we do. Besides that, we do quite a bit of freelance work for media in the Netherlands, but also all around the world. And what we are trying in the publications, from our office, is that besides, of course, sharing information and knowledge to our target group, so which are mainly the farmers, mm-hmm. Also be a bit of the mirror, confront our target group with what the society says and what the policies are and how they could maybe deal with it different, or maybe have to deal with it now different than 5 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a specialization for yourself?
So yeah, for myself, it's mainly dairy related, where okay. I write and publish about. Yeah.
And you are writing and publish for print, also for online?
Yes, both.
You're both in both specialized. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Let's talk about being a journalist for a Farmers Weekly here in Holland. What do you think the difference is between being a journalist at a general newspaper and a journalist for an agricultural newspaper or weekly?
Yeah, the big difference is that the most people working for agricultural publications are much more involved with the farmers, and that is not, I don't mean to say with that they are the farmer's voice, but they have in general much more knowledge about what's going on farms, mm-hmm. and so on. And it's also needed because the agricultural world was already always quite complex, but the last 10 years, at least what we see here in the Netherlands, it became really complex, so you really need to know where you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that is also, I think, one of the biggest differences from people working for agricultural publication and for general media.
What are the main topics for an agricultural journalist at this moment?
Yes, so the main topics are a lot is related to what we are, what is called the nitrogen crisis. We're in there for 4.5 years already. That impacts a lot. And that's also directly a link to what we mentioned before with the general media. There is quite a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. For farming in the general media the last years, and that has to do with quite a lot of challenges with going on towards the agricultural sector, and then this nitrogen crisis is one of them, and that is more or less directly related to water quality, and also topics around manure. Fertilizer artificially, there it's about. And you were asking what are the main topics. Yeah, that is then mostly related to policy, mm-hmm. From national way and also from EU, mm-hmm. and the uncertainty what that mm-hmm. it brings to farmers. Mm-hmm. That is really what comes back all the time.
Okay. Is agricultural a main item in the general newspapers, for the general media?
A main item, I wouldn't say, but it has become, it has got absolutely more attention the last 5 to 10 years. again, that has to do with all these challenges that come to the agricultural sector, and which are also related to the whole society, or at least the landscape and the values in nature and so on. I already mentioned water quality.
Is it also because of the farmers' protests in the last 5 years?
Sure, absolutely. That's you're 100% right with that. Of course, general media is publishing about it, those protests, but what it brings, and I personally actually see that mostly as a profit, gain profit, that they write now more about why are they actually protesting and what's going on these farms and what are the emotions behind it and so on. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that it hasn't been done 10 years ago, but it's much more now, according to me, than it was 5 to 10 years ago, yeah.
And do you think they know the ins and outs? Or is it difficult for the general media?
It's difficult. It's really difficult. So I don't know how you think about it, but I would say even for us, who are day by day busy and really into the agriculture sector, I sometimes say it's difficult and challenging to be completely
up to
date.
To understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And think about those who write only, let's say, once a month or once a half a year, then a story about a topic like that. Yeah, it's really difficult. Yeah. Therefore, like said before, I think it's good that they write a bit more and publish more, not only writing but also on all channels like TV and radio as well, that there is more attention for it, because then you step by step they come maybe a bit closer to that the whole story and what's really going on.
Okay, are newspaper journalists more critical than agricultural journalists? In general, what do you think?
Yeah, I find that difficult to say. I think in one way, yes, there are. So let me say it like how I see it is that 100% objectivity doesn't exist. But at least a journalist should try. There are some media who have, you sometimes got the idea they are biased. And that is more from general media than it's from agriculture media. But when you talk with colleagues who publish from out of general media, they say it the other way around. And they say that that we as agricultural journalists are biased.
Okay.
So, you were asking, are they more critical? What I'm not sure about that. What I do think is that sometimes some topics agricultural journalists find it difficult to really address them.
Okay.
Because
can you call an example?
Yeah, I'm thinking, for instance, about here in the Netherlands we have a lot of livestock, and with that we have a lot of manure. Mm-hmm. According to the norms and the regulations, too much. So we also export part of it and so on. Mm-hmm. And with that, unfortunately, also comes sometimes fraud. Don't get me wrong, most farmers are absolutely not involved with that, but some are. Mm-hmm. And also some people around it from out of the business. And this is you can understand, a very delicate, sensitive topic. And for agriculture journalists, it's really a big challenge to really publish about it. Mm-hmm. Because it's also our target group, and it's also the people from the business are the advertisers in the publications. But that is the last years, yeah, several times more addressed in the general media than in the agricultural media.
Okay, that's a good example. Thank you. Do the agricultural journalists sit on the lap of the farmers' organizations?
No, I wouldn't say so. Obviously, sometimes you have examples that you get that impression a little bit, but in general, no, I don't think so. I think actually that mostly our agriculture journalists are relatively critical mm-hmm. towards the farmers' union and so on. What also counts with that is that we have get much more farmers' organizations over the years, because in between the farmers also quite sometimes they disagree, mm-hmm. and then some of them step out and organize themselves on their own.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the biggest problems for an agricultural journalist to deal with?
The biggest challenges, I think, one of them I just mentioned about, some topics are sensitive and hard to address. Mm-hmm. Another one is that, the incomes are, I wouldn't say they're not good enough, but they're not too high. And that can be for people who work for media houses, but can also be maybe even more for some freelancers. Mm-hmm. That's difficult mm-hmm. to earn enough income.
Okay.
And what comes with that, like I think worldwide or at least in Northwestern Europe, the last years, the labor market has developed in a way that people can earn money in other ways also and even better so that is attracting people then agricultural journalism is not too competitive in that way, so that's one of the challenges I would say. And
what is your can you say something about your own struggles as a publisher and as a freelance journalist in the agricultural business?
So, yeah. What I face, for instance, and that's different from a few years ago, is that with all these challenges we have in the agricultural sector, we already mentioned a few, you feel in all sort of ways there is more tension. You were already mentioning this protest and so on. And it was also a few weeks ago, again, here in the Netherlands going on. And as we have this interview now, we see it in other European countries. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is there is a lot of tension in the sector. And people react different than they did before. Obviously, it has become. I faced it.
You mean by a safety problem? You have a safety problem sometimes?
Not really a safety problem, but people sometimes call me indeed. And what have you written now? And why are you mm-hmm. writing that? And mm-hmm. you cannot do that. And you are one of us. they call it then like that. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't do it. And I still can explain them, and we stand for what we publish, but this is something I wasn't experienced with that much till five years ago. And the last years, I don't say it's week by week, but we have it more than once. And I hear it also from colleagues. That's different. But I'm pretty sure it has a direct link with much more pressure on the agricultural sector. And when we're
also the pressure on the agricultural journalists is increasing.
Yeah, that's what I'll think. Yeah, that's how I see it indeed. So
how do you deal with it?
Yeah, try to keep your back straight and mm-hmm. continue. I would say it's even more important to do our work and And don't get me wrong, these are examples. It happens, but it's not that it's week by week, and it's not that I'm threatened or something like that, or at least not how I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You can just feel that there is more tension in the sector, and it differs.
Okay. Is there enough interest from young journalists to get a job in agricultural journalism?
I personally would love it if it would be a bit more. if you ask me, not enough. On the other hand, it's also understandable that it's like it is, because sector, so the agriculture sector is shrinking, and the same counts for agricultural journalism. It's not what I want, I think not what you want, but it's what we see. And therefore it's obvious that it's not too much interest from young people. Fortunately, they're still there. So they're coming in, new people, year by year, a few, we see in the total scope of the Dutch agricultural journalism. But my personal view is that I always have the hope, and still keep the hope, that it would be a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. What, do you have the same experience?
No, we have hired quite recently new people,
yeah.
And they are from outside the agricultural business, so that's quite interesting. And they seriously choose their career after they finished the agricultural education, to choose for a career in agricultural journalism. So that's quite interesting. We have also more students here. So they also from the agricultural education, but also from the journalist educations. And they really choose for agricultural journalistic because there is so much going on. So that's
exactly
why they are think it's interesting to choose for our sector to work for and to work in, and to do their journalistic job for it. So that's quite interesting, actually. Yes.
Yeah, so no, this is what I call a really hopeful message. Yeah.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is exactly where I was hoping for already for years, and it's coming, at least the recent experience, what you just told. So that is, I'll think personally that's really good, because you need young people also bring, they're not better, but they bring new ideas and new perspective, other perspective.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Now I have a quite a tricky question for you, Sjoerd. If you have to give a point between 1 and 10, what would your score be for the Dutch agricultural journalistics? Journalists.
Whoa.
Between 1 and 10. So your colleague.
Then
it's about
would,
your colleagues.
yeah. I understand that. Therefore. Yeah, I would say 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why can you explain?
So 7.5, it's far above sufficient. So that I think, but I also think there is room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
it's quite safe, isn't it? 7.5.
It is. Yeah, but it's a general figure, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There is a lot of variation.
Yes. Okay.
I would say. Yeah.
Last question. What can agricultural journalists in other European countries learn from their Dutch colleagues?
That's also a good one. So our agricultural sector is seen as leading in the world. And I'm talking about so the farmers and all the industry around it. Huh? We are a big exporting country and so on. So with that, farmers also relatively work relatively intensive. So that is not better or worse, but it's quite interesting what that brings. And now also in challenges related to, for instance, climate change and water quality and so on, because this all comes together with a high population and high density of the population here in the Netherlands. And then coming to your question, what could they maybe learn? Yeah, there we are as agricultural journalists here in the Netherlands, yeah, publish a lot about all types of topics related to that. How can you be a farmer now and still in 10 to 20 years yeah, be sustainable and also ready for the future? And these are all, not all, but at least quite a few are topics. I think they are quite a bit already, but are more and more coming also in the next years to other countries. So topics where we are here dealing with, so where and what we as agricultural journalists have to address, are coming in the next years to other countries. So yeah, they might be able to learn a little bit how we address that, and yeah, how we publish about it, and then see how that develops in their countries.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sjoerd, for your time and for your answers, and that you have time for sharing it with us for this AgriPods.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sjoerd. You can listen to the other two AgriPods. They are about Croatia and Switzerland. Thank you very much for listening.